Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTÉ.
The Israeli military says it surrounded the city of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The Palestine Red Crescent Society says hospitals are under siege and Al Amal Hospital is encircled amid continued bombardments. Our reporter Una Kelly has more on this. Una, what's the story?
Cormac, Khan Yunis has been a recent focus of Israeli forces who say top Hamas commanders are hiding there. Now, Al Amal Hospital in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza is not far from where the Palestine Red Crescent Society has a centre with resources and is trying to arrange for ambulances to collect Palestinian civilians being wounded by Israeli attacks. But the organisation is having trouble doing that. Nabal Farsak is a spokesperson for the Palestinian Red Crescent. She told me the hospital is still functioning, but patients cannot get to it because the surrounding area is under intense attack.
Since early this morning, Israeli occupation forces targeted the Palestine Red Crescent headquarters with artillery shelling on the fourth floor. Headquarters is right next to Al Amal Hospital in Khan Yunis, and this puts the lives of thousands of displaced people into danger. The situation remains incredibly dangerous in the area of Al Amal Hospital. Since yesterday, there has been strong and intense bombardments in the area, along with gunfire from Israeli drones. And our ambulances are having great difficulties reaching to the wounded people in the area. The situation remains dangerous. This comes also with a complete cut of communication. There is communication blackout in Khan Yunis. There is no cellular landline, a communication, and even Wi-Fi connection. This means civilians are unable to call the 101 emergency line to call the ambulance service. And this is delaying the arrival of the ambulances to the wounded people. There is panic and fear among thousands of people who are taking shelter inside our premises. And we continue to call on the international community to provide protection for our medical teams, staff, and premises in Khan Yunis, since healthcare workers and hospitals, as long as civilians are not targets. And now the situation in Khan Yunis is extremely dire, since people are just trapped in Khan Yunis under intense bombing. They don't know where to go. And many are trying to flee to go anywhere because of this continuous airstrikes, along with artillery shelling and gunfire. But they don't know where to go, since Rafah is already overcrowded, with over a million Palestinians have fled to Rafah.
And Al Amal Hospital, do we know how many people are inside, who they are and what their condition is?
Inside Al Amal Hospital and the Palestine Red Crescent headquarters, we have thousands of displaced people. Around 7,000 displaced people were taking shelter inside Al Amal Hospital and the Palestine Red Crescent headquarters. The situation remains dire inside Al Amal Hospital. There is also a shortage of medicines and medical supplies, along with the fuel problem. There's shortage in fuel. We have been rationalizing the consumption of fuel in order to continue providing our life-saving services for a longer time. And our teams also are struggling to get into and reach the wounded people. Today, this morning, Israeli occupation forces opened fire at one of our ambulances, which was trying to reach a number of wounded in Khan Yunis.
That was Nabal Farsak from the Palestinian Red Crescent on the situation near the Al Amal Hospital in Khan Yunis. Now, Médecins Sans Frontières doctors are operating out of Nasser Hospital, the only major hospital still accessible in Khan Yunis and the largest still functioning in Gaza. Donal Gorman, the communications and advocacy manager with MSF, says water, food and medical supplies are dwindling at the hospital, with the building already operating at three times its capacity for some some time. Donal Gorman says it doesn't seem it will now be possible to evacuate patients and staff, and described the situation as beyond catastrophe.
So our staff at Nasser Hospital in Kaunas told us that they can feel the ground shake, and there's a sense of panic amongst the staff, along with the patients and the many, many displaced people that are sheltering there as well. All of the hospital wards at Nasser are full, and there's no way to evacuate the medical staff or the patients because the exit routes from the facility are all blocked. So our staff fear that the fighting, the shelling and the bombing will get even worse and get even closer to Nasser Hospital.
What are conditions like inside the hospital at the moment?
They're chaotic, and the hospital is extremely overcrowded. So the staff there have been treating severely burned patients, complex injuries. Patients have been arriving with missing limbs, severely injured on arrival or unconscious. The MSF team there is providing surgical and medical support in extraordinarily challenging circumstances. So there are patients everywhere, and there are a huge amount of people who are seeking refuge in the hospital compound, but in the hospital itself now, as the fighting gets ever closer to Nasser Hospital.
Inside the hospital, is it functioning? Are there adequate medical supplies?
The medical supplies are dwindling. We have stories of patients being treated without adequate anaesthetic, and this has gone on for quite some time. Patients' burns are being treated and bandages are changed without adequate anaesthetic. So it's extremely challenging. We couldn't say the hospital is fully functioning at all. And now with fighting getting even closer and closer, opportunities for people to seek care and assistance are really shrinking and evaporating. And now we're at a stage where the medical staff themselves and the patients who are fearful cannot be evacuated from this facility.
What do you fear may happen?
We are hoping and we are calling for a ceasefire. It needs to be made extremely clear that hospitals, medical staff, ambulances and facilities are not a target in conflict. And they must be protected. They have a special status under international humanitarian law. Patients need to be safe in hospitals, and medical providers need to be able to conduct their work without being subject to attack. So we would call very much for the hospitals in southern Gaza to remain protected, to not be targets in this horrendous conflict.
And that was Donal Gorman from MSF, ending that report from Una Kelly.